contract can be improved by other formations of the electromagnetic waves being controlled in a better way.
Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is the third live hour of a three-hour show. It's May 28th, 2017. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwatisbcglobal.net. I'm going to change the format. I'm going to give up a couple subjects and go into another because we're having the producers keeping us on air by miracles. You know, one of the things about the Trump budget is a sale of wild horses for slaughter, and this should not be a surprise to anyone. The livestock interests had one of the at least 59,000 Mustangs competing for the forage in 40,000 square miles of rangeland in 10 states. They're managed by the Bureau of Land Management, and you have the process of killing 45,000 horses is a pretty tough go. Of course, in Europe, horse meat is a delicacy and has been for years. The 1971 Free Roaming Wild Horse and Burro Act permits the sale of the older unadoptable animals. But you have, when you deal with this, you have the the concept of water rights and how people that don't seem to understand water rights and what that means. In other words, you have the prior appropriation doctrine, which is some for animals and some for humans, and the key to the idea of who's used the starts from the the premise and has been for a long time. The first in time is first in right. Of course, that happens for Western states. You have riparian rights that are in the eastern United States. The water that it touches the bank, and the right to bring the water to the property through ditches and pipelines. But you look at the appurtenance laws and the beneficial use and abandonment laws. They are at the heart of the prior appropriation doctrine for water. You know, appurtenancy would mean, for instance, a property owner miles away from the water source can get that water right and bring the water to their property. This is the Western water law from the system of riparian rights. But you also have beneficial uses. In other words, why the water rights are claimed under that prior appropriation doctrine. Then you have the doctrine of abandonment, which is you use the water rights or you lose the rights, which is the key to Western water law. So you have water use on a property that's undocumented. In other words, you think it's unpermitted. And that should be part of the due diligence process. But how much that you have, when you're looking at a piece of land to determine which is for the animals and what's for the humans. When you look at properties, you think of the process of it, of the historic and current use of the water, which is if it's even been recorded, and you have to look at the records to make sure it's workable. And the water, it's called a reliability of water rights. In other words, in my travels, in my heyday of looking at ranches, many of the people didn't understand what I meant by due diligence of the water rights. And it's the same today. But now, the process of the environmentalists is saying, well, the animals have their own court, and so therefore, they can sue the human for the rights. You take a ranch that Idle Isle Canyon in Goldendale, Washington. Now it's a 19,000 deeded ranch. It's contiguous to what's called the Simcoe Mountains, and that's about 2 hours from Portland. When I'm in the medical school, I used to travel through those areas and in my little Volkswagen, and because medical school was in Portland, you see, and the regular university was inland. So you had these little things. Of course, everybody wanted to hitch a ride with me because I didn't have water in my engine because it was a Volkswagen. And no one, they didn't want to associate with anyone that had a Volkswagen. So it ended up, I had these beautiful trips that I would make on the way to medical classes through the forest. And so you saw things that, where if you saw a paved road through the deeded system, you would have an area where you would be into pasture. But the water rights were never talked about. It was just assumed that the water would, be there. you take Las Pilas Ranch in Santa Margarita in California. That's a 13,500-acre cattle ranch that has flat lands, that had range lands, that had rock formations. But the main point on the ranch is it has a waterfall. And, and of course, in California, we have, people from other countries, aside from Mexico, who invade California, and they steal the avocados. With armed avocado growers have to have armed guards on their groves, and they've had that for a long time. But they also have another armed guard system to protect the water. Now, this particular waterfall in Las Pilas Ranch, in terms, has a continuous water system which goes into the forest. It goes on to the government land. So the government says, well, we own that and the thing, and we're going to take eminent domain on the 19,000 acres, which is, you know, the direction that this is all going. So you have in the world today, we on the first hour, we were talking about eminent domain and the process of land being taken, where legislatures would put up the millions of dollars to keep the owner from using what's part of their property from the easement. See, when you have an easement in terms of property that's next to the ocean, the United Nations says that they own the ocean. In other words, you don't have an international line of the 2-mile international line. So states now are being split. In other words, you can have the lands, the results from that prior owner's reservation of the mineral interests. So, in other words, mineral rights are now coming under the United Nations into the process on these split estates. You have to know what your potential mineral development is in the process of it. There are very few real estate people that understand what the hell you're talking about, but you're talking about millions of dollars. You're talking about the ability of someone coming into the neighbor land, doing hydraulic fracking, which is under the subsurface, and taking your minerals, and you do not have any rights in the term of the formation of the aquifer shelf. So therefore, they also take your water. You take an estate called Holland Peak Retreat in Condon, Montana. What I would want to have in life, you know, a log cabin, and it has 90 acres of Swan Valley. Now, if you're in Swan Valley in Montana, you're in a part of the world where it's heaven, you know. You got, you know, it's beautiful, you got forests, you got a ranch with a river so that you can fish. But, of course, the way the new laws are from the EPA, your chances of doing that fishing are very limited. What we're discussing is rights. And we're talking about rights in terms of a different way of where, if you were to take a look at the right from land to the water to the human, which is now being tied in one bundle, a good expression of this would be the laws that are coming on reuse. Of foods and water itself. There are parts of the United States which have liquor laws, which are called the NIP liquor bottles. And the millennials, the younger ones, they don't care about that. The thing is, they want for themselves, and they're very selfish people. And I'm sure there's some in the audience. It's nothing personal, but that's the way you're being raised. And many of them don't even give a crap about the United States. Memorial Day means nothing. Everybody jumps up and says, we're all causing wars and the whole place. Well, I just explained to you in the second hour about index funds in terms of you want to talk about the corporations, and the big corporations are the banks, and the banks are the bad people, and they do the whole thing. The banks are a conduit for what else is happening. It all comes down to the resources for that person. That's why Obama's death panel was put together, to determine the thing. So the nip liquor bottles, if you know what they are, that's what the millennials are calling them now. One of the greatest things that I had in the days when I was traveling and in the public, I always loved those little bottles of whiskey on the airline, and I just enjoyed them immensely. I used to carry some in the luggage in the old days. Of course, I couldn't do it when you go in a foreign country, but, you know. But the idea of charging 5 cents on the renewable, throwing in so it would be in the refuse, of course, is not happening because the millennials don't want to be involved in that. And of course, the estimates for the big homes that are going on the market are called Zestimates, because the prices are no longer negotiable. They're really based upon negotiation. There is a negotiation, but the negotiation doesn't come through in terms unless it's on a different currency. Right now, you've got 11 currencies on the earth, and they're all using their own system. That's why the Bitcoin system is taking off. Where that's going to go, nobody really really knows in terms, except that when the economic crash happens, and the determination of the water and land will become more important, because you'll have a system by which, let's say, you take Moon River Ranch in Chilton, Texas. Now, that's a 540-acre site. It's been a venue for the Brazos River near Waco. And I remember in the days when I was affiliated with Connections on the Horses, in the terms, you know, for thoroughbreds, for racing, that was a great place to train a horse. But what's happening is that the environmentalists and the rest of it made it practically impossible for you to have a horse ranch in this country. That started about 10 years ago. And this little 540-acre place has been used as a corporate retreat and as a place to get married. And it celebrates to have what's called the Texas Experience. And it's a beautiful place. And it's a shame. It's going to go. It's going to go out of our culture. All because the basis of the determination of water rights, individual rights, and the concept of where we are with the death penalty. And so you have of Obamacare. So what you have, you put that in terms of vaccines being mandatory, which comes under what is a codicil. Remember when Obamacare was passed by the Democrats, they had the student loans connected with it, and they also had the development of monetary value in terms of the separate agencies being their own kingdom. So that was part of Obamacare overall. Intended one of that was the vaccines. And so now, of course, that's going into effect that you could lose your job if you don't get a vaccine. So that's where we are at the moment. In terms of it's modeled after the movie Hunger Games. So you have the various forms of SCV40 monkey virus and the contamination of the old polio viruses in the 60s. But the idea what you have now is mass inoculations to keep your job. And that's coming under House Bill 1313. You should read that. H.R. 1313. You're going to get a wake-up. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
We'll be right back. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm forced into covering information very quickly because of time, and all of a sudden it's something that's on my mind in terms of thinking of the, remember Saddam Hussein, who was the president of Iraq, and in the old days they had all of these discs which Saddam Hussein sent to the Defense Department of things that went on in his country to tell him that, of course, the United States was supporting Saddam Hussein for many reasons. But he had a meeting at the Ba'ath Party, I think it was in the 1980s, just the beginning of the 1980s. And he had hundreds of senior party delegates in the audience. And the way he used to operate was that he announced that some of them had been identified as being disloyal. And so one after another, he pointed them out, and each was named and let off an execution. And the people that were left in the audience, as they began to stand up and praise the removals and then praise Saddam and the purge. And at the end of the meeting, Saddam invited those who were most loyal to volunteer to become an executioner. And they were actually ensuring that they would, you know, share the guilt of the purge. And this went on for several years, and they told Saddam Hussein asking to stop people who should become his successor. And if a name was put forward, you know, someone who would be favored to be the next leader, he would be executed, and then there would be no pretenders, you know. So Saddam Hussein's avoidance of executions was out of the question, but the avoidance of succession was a dictatorial leader system. In other words, this was the same way that it's documented that Adolf Hitler was great at provoking jealousy between his lieutenants, and so they wouldn't be close enough to have a plot against him. It was his thinking. So the more autocratic the leader, the more he'll create an aptitude with the people beneath him. And a lot of this work is offered by Jeff Thomas, who has documented a lot of this in terms of it. But I want to add something. You have unmasking being talked about in business. At some point along the way, the reason for the unmasking is to copy those kinds of paradigms, is to determine who is capable of being destroyed in their office. In other words, if the pretender continues to fool the voters, he remains that value to his politician and his group. But the significant power structure is what we're dealing with today, as to who owns what. In other words, the idea it's a path to power. That's why water and food are the battlegrounds. The next thing, food technology is the next battleground. Energy is the next battleground. The bonds for the greenies, next battleground. Innovation of technology and artificial intelligence, that's the next battleground. And the process of this is what we can do is to say, within that sphere of power, you're developing a system, you see, that President Trump is attempting to give himself those powers and cut down and shut down the internet in case of an emergency, which is something Obama wanted to do, but he didn't have a chance to do it. Obama gave away the internet in terms of the basic rights on assignment. He gave a lot of that to China. But the thing is that the implementation of being free from the state censorship it departs from what's happening right now. And mark my words, if you have Li-Fi, in other words, instead of Hi-Fi, on your electromagnetic fields, then you're going to have control. The government's going to have control of your human organs, and that's not a paranoid statement. I've already given you examples of that today. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
One of the things that one aspect of being an inventor or a processor of medicine is that in my case, expert witnessing in court concerning water and blood. Let's say that the blacks are very upset because they think they're being isolated because they don't understand that, you know, sickle cell anemia occurs from a genetic code system and because of survival that is necessary in oxygen uptakes. And a lot of times, sickle cell gene therapy is something that's been tried for a long time. This is a situation that's been going on for about 60 years. And there have been some successes in extracted bone marrow stem cells from a patient. It's called a lipid-based vector is inserted, and you have an anti-sickling beta globulin gene, which has been successful in of one patient that has been tried. So let's say that the a lot of this research, of course, is extremely sophisticated, and let's say you have to appear in court in terms of saying, well, this is where we get into white privilege type stories, which become absurd, and anyone with a common sense in terms of things should stop it right away. This all should have been stopped a long time ago. People should not have been, you know, put out into the world if they don't understand what is going on with the pathology in terms of the development of tests and the way people need to be tested in order to save their lives. And when you place yourself into court, there's a way that they explain the formation of the facts. And the facts, of course, are based upon the process of the determination of the test itself, but the way of the expert witness presenting that fact is now being challenged in terms of legislation from the bench. There's a good example of that when President Trump had his directive about people that could come into the country. Of course, it's legally he could do it because it's in the statute. It's also connected to the Constitution. But the judge said, well, if this was presented by Hillary Clinton, we would agree that you with your statute argument about people being let into the country. But since it was written by Trump, and he uses the word Muslims, we're going to vote against it on the federal court. Now, you run against this kind of legislation from the bench. This has happened three times with President Trump. What would happen if this was presented legislation from the bench in terms of how the facet of stem cell research was actually helpful to people who had the gene structure from the ethnic black community, which was a survival mechanism because through the, as has been documented, 90,000 years of a system. So the presentation given in expert witness concerning this issue is that I'm bringing up the idea that the fossilized mammalian red cell has been discovered, and it comes from an era coming about 15 to 45 million years ago. And the red cell are identified inside the gut of a of an amber-preserved tick. Now, the human cell is not quite human, but it is human because of the genetic codes that we preserved. So the best way that one can say is that this tick got on an ancient primate and was groomed or discarded in the sap or something of that sort. But that's a human red cell within a form of primate. And the idea of the genetic code of the red cell could rule out a lot of other males. Now, the amber preserved perfectly a single cell parasite among the red blood cells, and they belong to the order of pyoplasma media, which is likely further from the Besbedia species or the Theodelia genus. So this is close to, and this is about as close as you're going to get in the present system of 15 to 45 million years ago of a Jurassic Park kind of setting where you have human red cells in terms of the facet, but they were similar to the red, to the sickle cell system. So, to make a long story short, the idea was I wasn't out to destroy the Black Lives Matter or to return this, but I shot shotgun whole logics through all of that theory. And it's the idea, and of course the patient could go ahead and continue with their sickle cell bone marrow stem cell therapy. But and of course the suit against the companies in terms of that ran into $45 million. So the for this one suit. So now let's say that you are attempting to have an evaluation of irritable bowel syndrome, and you have to determine what the measurement of the fecal fat is to determine the bile acids that can emulsify the dietary fats and still have a measurement of folic acid which remains in the colon. And so the life cycle of your bile acid of cholesterol in the liver is creating what is called chromatin, which is called 7-AC4, and then that creates a bile acid. But what happens is that a lot of the what's called the C-reactive protein ring on something of that sort is form of an ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease if it's increased. So in other words, you have measurements of intestinal inflammation, which can be done by the C-reactive protein, or the fecal calprotectin, it's called, or the fecal lactoferrin, which is the kind of test that you would ask for. But the idea of a diet-induced celiac disease is really immunological. Now, a person who is one of these people of cultural appropriation, like they did in Oregon about the lady that I talked about in the first hour, which is the main national news, that they're having a taco with lobster and they're putting it together in the puff, you know, to sell. And, of course, they were put out of business by the black and female contingency of environmental people who are very determined not to see that the way of how food is digested in terms of particularly of colon terminal, which is called the microbiota. And they deconjugate and the microbiota in the colon, they form a secondary bile acid. And so there are people saying, well, you're being discriminatory in court because the old processes, you're seeking us out for a new microbiota. And so, naturally, that was challenged. And the gold standard essentially is called the 23-selino, 25-homotaurochlotic acid retention. It's called the SEC-HCAT test, and it measures the rate of the bile acid over the ingestion of gamma emitters of selenium. And that's not ethnically controlled. See? So I've just given you the test that you need to work with onto the all that goes into the water. Federal system says, well, we're going to determine the idea of having this come under a cyber attack under the Chemical Safety Board because it comes from a different ethnic intestine. So you have the idea of you can have an illegal discharge like happened in the Gulf of Mexico. It had 6,000 spills from horizontal gas wells over 10 years. And they're saying, well, the bile gut, in terms of its biomarker from the terminus affecting humans that drink the water, cannot be presented. But at the same time, you have perfluorinated chemicals in the wells near the Air Force Base at Fairchild, and then you have Spokane, Washington, with the radiation into the in into the process of of that in terms of saying well what the radiation content would be. Now, what is most interesting is that you do have radiation tests that are being invented at at this time because of the coming radiation war under and also under the concept of using nuclear materials. These are formations of existing tests which are presented to the court in terms of they're called microRNAs in the blood and they're in other bodily fluids to determine the function of the radiation signature which it occurs in humans. So you have at Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Education wasn't involved in the study, but they want the results from this because they know that they've tried it already but didn't tell the public. And reason, think, just think about that. They're not telling the public because they don't want to offend a black person. Now, when you reach the devil's due in terms of this, how do you justify that reasoning? And of course, the judge had to rule in favor based upon my testimony, which was a brief sentence in terms of electronically, which was very important. Now you take in Los Alamos lab, which is out of commission in New Mexico. It's a nuclear lab. It had a fire, and apparently it's not going to be able to continue. It's going to be a lot of meetings to try to see which way it's going to go. But I mean, and that's important work that's going on there. You know why that has to be into that particular way? Because they have. You have you take Brzezinski, who died also. He was part of the Carter regime. He was a very bright fellow, and in terms of what he was talking about, he was talking about some of these issues. And one of the missionary businesses of working things through is to have determinations of where did the information originally come from. So I present it off in terms of what's called the water signal. It comes from outer space. It's a migratory magnetic chromatograph. It's electromagnetic for water, which comes from outer space. It hasn't been seen. It came up when its code is 1424, okay? And that signal comes from Sagittarius in terms of, that came from Sagittarius constellations. And the radio wave went to the speed of light. That marker for water has not occurred all these years. And the whole process of the thing, but the other codes for the development of the red cell, for the development of the liver, for the development of the lower brainstem, has occurred. And that's been kept from the public. And, of course, that's as far as, you know, it's like the explanation in the ancient system. I brought this into court in terms of that. And so the attorneys are trying to work and say, well, you're being encouraged. That's part of white privilege and all that information. And I said, well, then if you want to test it yourself in terms of this, you prick your finger and put a drop of blood on a filter tip right in the court, and you have the other attorney do the same. And what color is it, and how does it smear in the density of the filter? They're both the same. So you see, it's bogus. The whole legal fiction of the concept of generic differences between the process of the development of the human being in terms of saying, well, you're being defined in terms of a different culture by a cultural appropriations, which is how I opened the first hour. And the idea of that is bogus, because the whole facet of a cosmic signal for the determination of human organs and the water has appeared, and it was documented in the terms as well as the mythologies that were written on the what are called the Mereteosol, god of Jupiter. And the thing, they talk extensively in the terms of development of the process by which the fluids are the developmental system by which I'm working from memory. I think it's John 1, verse 12 to 14. And it says that what would be, and the Word was made, the Word was made flesh, I believe it is. And all of that is dwelt from the Father. And the whole basis of the determination of Word was based on an electromagnetic field. Now, the what I gave you in the second hour was the damages that can occur from electromagnetic fields, which people have from Luxembourg have put forth on the change of and the feminist groups in Norway in science have put forth on the idea of the destruction of the male by using those. Well, it's not sex differentiated, but the cancer from the water is. In other words, if you have bladder for the male in the male human studies from chlorine in the drinking water, which Dr. John Holland had in terms of changing the gene structure and changing the sperm structure, for females it's osteomyelitis in terms of the lower abdomen of the bowel for females. And that's part of it is gender-related. So that's all form of a mass rotation. When Admiral Halliburton, the first head of the CIA, his first job in the terms was verifying the UFO sightings that were developing at that time based on metrics of the human anatomy. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract to increase absorption by...
Pathways. And the studies that have been done as we follow through with the electromagnetic fields and its effect on the human body for animals. Let's say that you have found, and it says among the European-American scientists, have discovered, as it has on the Time magazine, on the genome system, that there are 52 genes linked to intelligence. And they have found that that's only a tiny fraction of the variation. For instance, if somebody wants to go and have test scores and that type of thing. But test scores may not be the full answer and in terms of how the genes react. But the whole point that the database of the genetic markers are such that from 13 studies that have been done around the world, that DNA of many unrelated people have a particular condition, which is a high intelligence test score, but they share the same genetic marker. So let us say that if you have a connection of the brain and the neurotransmitters that aren't different within the different species, then the fact that the development is that the link to intelligence is based upon a genetic message which is being given, like lead in the drinking water will affect it, by compounds, iodine, giving supplements have shown to increase scores, but only for intelligence, but do not change the marker. So this means that the Akanaka carvings, which were destroyed in Syria, there are some people that made casts of that. ISIS destroyed those, or ISIL destroyed those writings, and showed pictures of them doing it. And there was explanation of the Sanskrit language in the terms of they were already explaining the concept of the protein structures. They call it the do dos. And the thing is a factor of explaining how that happened 4,000 years before Christ. To understand the concept of the developmental gene system for the brain to work. And they even show pictures of them pointing to the placenta and to the umbilical cord and to determine the basis of that tomb carving, which was 6 feet high and 4 feet wide. Explained the whole code of the cosmos. Now, if we determine that the quantum multi-universe is formed in many forms in one place, we have discovered the basis of how to determine testing on life to save it rather than kill it with the frequencies of waves. I hope you enjoyed these 3 hours. I want to thank the producer for keeping us on air, and I want to thank the audience for listening and support RBN and listen to Parker Pathways 10 to 1 Central Time. And Memorial Day, I salute my dead comrades and none of you people out there to destroy those graves of our comrades. We fought for you. We believed in you. And this is America. God bless America. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.